It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
What a way to finish the road trip. The Barracuda finished the eight-game season series with the Bakersfield Condors in emphatic fashion. They score a season-high 7 goals on the road. They match their season-high for goals in a game, and they set a new season-high with 4 power play goals. 7 different skaters find the back of the net, and multiple players finish the game with multiple points. With the win, the Barracuda finished the season series with Bakersfield with a 4-3-1 mark. They win 3 of the final 4 games, finishing with points in the final 4, and the record now improves to 17-23-8 on the year. They are 8 points behind Bakersfield, who sits in that 7th spot in the division. The Cougar up to 42 points. Henderson did win tonight, so they're up to 50. So the Cougar are 8 points behind the Condors and the Silver Knights for the final 2 playoff spots in the division. Well, the Barracuda had to kill off the first power play of the game as Scott Sabourin was called for boarding just 42 seconds into the first. But then Bakersfield would fall into some penalty trouble. Ty Tulio was called for hooking at 8:08, and with 14 seconds remaining on that penalty, Max Wanner was called for a delay of game, clearing the puck over the glass. The Barracuda would not score on the 5-on-3, but they would score on that second minor penalty, as Thomas Bordelot would find Cole Castles parked in the low slot, and Castles would one-time the puck home to open up the scoring. 4 power play as the 14 seconds have expired. Bordelot working his way down the wall, twists it to the point for Schimmick, back down low for Bordelot, hands off, one-timer, they score! It's a power play goal for Cole Castles as he rips the one-timer off the pipe and in. And the Barracuda open up the scoring at the 10:29 mark of period number 1. The goal for Castles is 7th from Thomas Bordelot and Redeem Schimmick. The Condors would take another penalty 50 seconds later. Raphael Lavoie, a little bit frustrated coming off the ice, was called for a roughing penalty. It was drawn by Anthony Vincent, and on that ensuing power play, Cole Castles, who scored the Barracuda's first goal, would funnel the puck rink wide, and Nathan Todd would blast it home for his team-leading 15th goal of the year. Todd had a hat trick 1 week ago against Bakersfield. He lights the lamp once again, coming in the first period, the time of the goal, at 11:38. Big made the save, roughing the call against Lavoie. Here's a chance for Todd. He scores! It got funneled over to Nathan Todd, and he puts it under the left arm of Rodrigue. Bang, bang, the Barracuda have scored twice on the power play, and they lead it 2-0. Great feed from Castles. Even better finish from Todd. Barracuda up 2-0. Condors would score on the power play. Drake Kajula is 9th of the year at 17:23, but 20 seconds later, Greg McKeag would turn the puck over at his own defensive blue line, leading to a breakaway for Scott Sabourin. Scott Sabourin would step into a quick pull of the trigger. He'd put it off the crossbar and in for his 11th of the year to give the Barracuda a 3-1 lead in period number 1. Play or on the board on the power play, and the lead is cut down to 1-4. Drake Kajula snaps a 10-game goalless drought. Here's a chance for the Cuda. Sabourin scores! As they were announcing the goal for Kajula, Sabourin goes bar down, and the lead is pushed back up to 2. Each team put 11 shots on net in the first, but the Barracuda had a 3-1 lead after 20 minutes of play. In the second period, the power play that had already scored twice on 3 attempts were not done. Marcus Niemelainen was called for a double minor high sticking, and on the ensuing power play, the Barracuda would score not once, but twice. And the first goal would come at 8:40 as Jacob Peterson found Ethan Cardwell's sprinting down the middle of the ice. Cardwell will bust in on net on a breakaway and rip one past Olivier Rodrigue to give the Barracuda 4-1 lead. Center by Tristan Robbins. Robbins taking some abuse, got it for Sabourin, whipped along for Jacob Peterson. Peterson is over the line. He's got to spring it for Carnival. Works in. He scores! What a pass from Peterson. He spots Cardwell, who busts in on the goal and rips one past Rodrigue. That goal would come with exactly 2 minutes remaining on the double minor, so the Barracuda still had 2 minutes to work with on the power play, and they would make it count. With 8 seconds remaining on the advantage, Cole Castle would rip the puck on net. It would hit the crossbar to land behind Rodrigue. And they don't come much easier than that for Kyle Rouse. He'd tap it home for Rouse. Second goal in his last three games. His fifth of the year. And the Barracuda up 5-1. Barracuda up by three. They've got their largest lead of the game. Castle's protecting. Power play down to 8 seconds remaining on it. Castle's wrister hit the crossbar. They score! It hit the crossbar, was sitting in the crease, and Kyle Rowe digs it home. It is 5-1 Barracuda, and they have scored a season-high 4 power play goals. Another power play goal for the Cuda. They led 5-1 at that point. Bakersfield would score less than 30 seconds later. They would completely turn the tide in the second period after the Barracuda scored that fifth goal. Drake Kajula, his second of the game at 10:54, his 10th of the year from Tulio and Lane Peterson. Bakersfield, after they gave up that fifth goal, they changed their goaltender. Rodriguez night over. Campbell would come in. Campbell would not face a single shot in the period. Bakersfield would outshoot the Barracuda 12-0, and they would draw three different penalties in that second period. So the Barracuda had to settle down a little bit in the intermission. They'd kill off the remainder of the Bakersfield power play to start the third, and they'd tack on another goal at 7:42 as Rouse spotted Jacob Peterson going to the net, and Peterson put it under the right pad of Jack Campbell to give the Barracuda at the time a 6-2 lead. Then Anthony Vincent would score on a deflection. Ethan Frisch ripped it on net at 12:41. For Vincent, his first at the pro level, first in the AHL, and his first game back since October after breaking his collarbone in practice. Dino Kambites would score less than a minute later at 13:19, just squibbing one through the five hole of Magnus Crona, but it was too little, too late, as the Barracuda would roll to the 7-3 win. It would get a little bit chippy at the end of the game. Scott Sabourin was given a misconduct. We saw a fight as well between Tanner Kaspik and Cameron Wright. They gave Bellerive a game misconduct as well, and Carter Savoy a game misconduct with 10 seconds remaining in the game as they tried to just keep the peace in the waning seconds of the hockey game. Barracuda would finish with 39 penalty minutes, Bakersfield 35 PIMs on the night. The 7 goals in this building, the most ever scored for the Barracuda. Most goals scored on the road this season, and it matches their season high for goals scored. Most power play goals scored for the Cuda, and it's just one short of the franchise's record. They scored 5 power play goals on April 30th of 21, went 5-for-5 in a 7-5 win against Henderson. Didn't get the 5, but the power play was humming tonight, and it wasn't really cooking much coming into the night. Barracuda just won for their last 19. But they finish the game with 4 power play goals. They go 4-for-5. Bakersfield 1-for-7 on the power play, 0 for their final 5 on the advantage. Winning goaltender Magnus Crona, first win against Bakersfield in 4 attempts. He snaps a 5-game losing streak, and Crona now on the year has a record of 5-11-4. The losing goaltender, Olivier Rodrigue, worked just over 30 minutes. His record now stands at 11-5-4, and his 3-game winning streak comes to an end. Jack Campbell worked the final 29-23, allowed 2 goals on 9 shots. Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday against Coachella Valley. Bakersfield turns right back around tomorrow. They've got Colorado coming into their building. This is the final game of the 8-game season series, so we will not see Bakersfield again during the regular season. It would take a couple of rounds for these teams to face off in the postseason, at least where things stand currently. Barracuda 8 points behind Bakersfield and Henderson for the final 2 playoff spots in the division. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage tonight. The Barracuda finish off the road trip going 2-1 on visiting ice, so I think that's all you could ask for. They were shut out on Thursday in Coachella Valley, but they score a combined 13 goals in the 2 other games between the win on Wednesday in Bakersfield and the win here tonight, here in Bakersfield. Wednesday's win, of course, came in San Diego. Barracuda win it 7-3 tonight. behind a solid performance for Magnus Crona and a balanced attack. Seven different goal scorers tonight for the Barracuda. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again this upcoming Wednesday when the Barracuda will welcome in the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Pregame coverage for that game will start at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch on HLTV.com. Fano here from Bakersfield, Barracuda 7, Condors 3. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.